My name's Neville Collard. I'm a Yungar mum and Yungar man. And I'm here to tell what my knowledge of and share with you people at Chidley Point. Now, Chidley, we're actually sitting on the Chidley Beach on the Swan River. And when you look around you, you'll see three, four casuarinas, the Wiliwa tree, the spirit tree, and you'll see peppermint tree, and you'll see also sandalwood trees. But most importantly, you'll see the polgat bush, the burn, the polgat burn, which we call a tree. And that polgat burn is the parrot bush that the Wadjalla people call parrot bush. And that tree is very important because when it flowered, the Nyungars would come there and they'd pick the blossoms and they'd eat them and chew them to get the nectar and the sugar out of them. They also had to compete with the birds, the ants, and anything else. But that polgat bush was very important to the giddy giddy, the willy wagtail, and the parrot, because they made that their home. It was their haven. It was safe for them to nest there and sit in there because it kept them safe from predators. When you look over to Blackwall Reach, across the other side of the Derbal Yerrigan, Blackwall Reach is a woman's place. It's a place where the Nyungar women went and gave birth in the cave over there. It was sheltered and also fresh water, stream running out of there. It was no place for Nyungar men. And the women would put a spear up on top of the hill there, and they'd say to the men, this is where you bring the food. You leave the food here and then we'll come pick it up from there. They didn't want the men to go past there because that was a woman's right to give birth and to have privacy. The Noongar name for Blackwall Reach is called Jenalup, the place of the foot. And then you look back to your north a little bit, down to what we call Point Walter, that's called Juntalup. Now there's a Noongar story that connects Jenalup and Juntalup. The story starts way out east, where there's a bad man, and this man was alleged to have eaten a baby, child. And then the Noongars refused to go out hunting and gathering because they were afraid that this man would kill and eat another child. So they sung the spirit woman down to visit him. And she could see that the Noongars were unhappy that they were getting skinny from failing to hunt and gather. And she got all the children and she tied them to her hair. And she left this place out east. And she walked down across the Budja, the land, over the Black, the Morankat, the Darling Ranges. She came out here at Point Walter, at Juntalup. And as she got here, she went to walk across the river. And as she walked, put her foot into the river, it sunk down to her knees. And that place is now the deepest part of the river. And they call it Juntalup because it actually shaped like a foot. And then she walked north down across to where the spit is at Juntalup at Point Walter. And as she walked across there, the spirit woman's hair was white as snow. As she walked across the Derbal, a lock of her hair fell. And the sands of time had been blown by the wind over that lock of hair and it formed the spit. And she continued walking up north until she got to where the pinnacles are. When she got there, the children became tired and fell from her hair. And she cast a spell on them and turned their bodies into the pinnacles, the limestone pinnacles, which is now the tombstone of the children. And then Junta travelled back up into the Yira Yira Kurwa, into the high heavens. And every night now when the sun goes down, when Nganka go to sleep, and Mika rises, the moon, and you look out, up in the sky, you'll see the Nyungar story of the Milky Way and Junta's hair flowing in the night sky at night. And the Wadjalas call that the Milky Way.